Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Chirp Parks, James Seltzer with you. E, what up, pal?
It's a sad day. It's a very
sad
day.
Oh, because of no practice? Yeah. I'm pretty happy today.
No Eagles practice. No practice.
You got 6 weeks off, five and a half, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's devastating. 7 weeks almost.
I hadn't thought about it until you just said it. I'm okay with it. I mean, I'd prefer we have Eagles stuff to talk about, but I'm not where you are.
I mean, training camp starts late this year, too. I don't think it's going to start until like July 28, 29.
Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do?
Tell me about it. So I'm upset. I mean, I wish I was going to a practice today, but I'm not. They were excited, I think, to end yesterday. They had the family kind of gathering afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was funny. Like Andy Dalton afterwards.
Backup quarterback Andy Dalton. Backup quarterback
Andy Dalton. Although he's not playing well. Not that they seem to care about that. But afterwards, so
nor should they. I mean, it's shells and shorts. It shouldn't matter how anyone plays right now.
Yeah,
it is the most meaningless of practices.
Well, excited to talk about
it. I'm just saying. Can't wait to dive in.
So there's this part of the facility. I mean, you've been to the facility, but like where really only the media walks, and you saw him, and I saw him yesterday afterwards, like walking with him and his family there, and it's like, man, you're really not used to this area yet. But it was cool. I mean, it felt like the final day of school vibe. Offense wasn't good, of course, but I know that doesn't matter.
Well, it's going to be a while. Ross Tucker was on today with us, and he's like, I need Eagles fans to understand that the offense isn't going to be good at first. Like, they're just not. It's going to take time for this to work. And that's kind of what I've been saying, too. So it's like I said yesterday, it's going to be a while before I'm concerned in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So we got a while till that, but not a good day for the offense. But yesterday, I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, they're excited. They got through it completely healthy. I think that's a positive.
Huge, yeah. Like, I mean, other than Mekhi Lemon.
True, Mekhi Lemon. Yeah, but he didn't suffer like a season-ending.
Should be fine for
like
training
that,
camp and all that. Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming he will.
You would assume. So if his hamstring's not fine in 7 weeks, we got a real problem.
Yeah, Devontae, no practice yesterday because he's getting married. I was thinking about this. So Devontae is getting married this weekend.
Will AJ be there?
Will AJ be there? But
Will Jalen be there?
Yeah. And will they both be there?
Yeah. There's no way they're both there.
Why?
I just don't think they
will.
You
think one doesn't go intentionally because of the other?
Yeah. Or Devontae just invites one and not the other. Like,
I think
my guess is Jalen will go.
Well, I think AJ will go.
I don't. AJ's new spot. I know, but he's in his new spot. He's doing his thing. I think it's like an easy look. I'm doing my thing now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, AJ and Devontae are pretty close.
It's my prediction.
Their wives are pretty close, or soon to be wife for Devontae. I mean, I think Jalen and AJ can be in the same room without it being super awkward. I just think the tense part of it now is they both acknowledge publicly they're not as close as they used to be.
Yeah, I just don't think they'll both be there. Like, of course it's possible. I just don't. You really think they'll be?
Don't know who says
All right, so let's make our predictions right now. My prediction is Jalen will be there and AJ won't. What's your prediction?
I think they'll both be there.
Okay.
Do you think they're sitting at the same table?
Well, that's the other thing. I don't think that. Like, it wouldn't shock me.
They're not going to both be there. I'll be floored.
It wouldn't completely shock me if AJ was like in Devontae's wedding party. Like, they are super tight.
We're going to see.
Unless they were. I mean, I guess I've been gotten an update on their friendship over the past 7 months. Who knows? But it is a potential. I mean,
Devontae wasn't, he was at the wedding, but he wasn't in AJ's wedding party.
Correct.
Right?
So, well, I don't know actually if that's true.
Okay.
I feel like people have made a lot of assumptions off AJ's wedding over like 3 pictures.
Oh, I thought it was reported. We don't know then.
Yeah. Well, like Richie said a bunch of times, like none of his teammates.
Well, that Richie was just wrong.
Right. Like, yeah. We have no idea.
He was just wrong about
how many
that.
People were there. But yeah, I think that's a super fascinating thing. But regardless, no Devontae yesterday. So they didn't have Devontae. They didn't have Mekhi Lemon. And yeah, was not a good day for the offense.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Like, here's the thing. I just feel like there's not anything to take away from it. Like, you know, they're in short. Let's be honest. Okay. Cause training camp is one thing that we disagree about. Do you, in all honesty, do you think there is any, like, we're going to go through and stuff, but do you think there's anything real that you could take away from their first 2 days in this offense and shorts and shells when not everyone's there?
So I think
they're not blocking and they're not like actually running the offense.
I think the thing I'm taking away from it is just, they just don't seem to have a ton of talent on offense is my overarching thought in terms of,
and that's a different thing than the change
in terms of how it's
system.
Playing. Like, Jalen hasn't been great. He was, I think, 6 of 14 yesterday. He had one series where he was especially bad. And, you know, like, again, to people that think I'm just being a hater, like, you can go and read any other beat reporter's recap. They're all going to say it was a bad day. I agree with you that it's going to take time. Like, the fact they're installing a new offense definitely factors into how they are looking. But they're just not playing well again.
Yeah. But again, you didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything real that you could push forward from this that matters?
Well,
because I don't. Like, I think they're learning a new offense. I think they're in shorts and shells. They're not blocking. He hasn't played with a lot of these receivers. Mekhi Lemon's not even playing. Like, I don't know what I can really look at this, especially in the first few days in the offense. If he had had a few months to work on the offense and then he looks lost or whatever, that's a different discussion, even if I don't overreact to early training camp stuff. But it just feels like in shorts and shells with 2 days to work in the offense for the first time ever, I don't know. I just feel like it's unfair to put anything on this.
Well, I think what you can take from it is, like I said, I think they are much thinner at receiver than people are thinking they are. Dontavian Wicks, once again, struggling to catch the ball. I think Jalen's accuracy has not been great so far, and that's a little concerning coming off last year where his accuracy was not great. I think he's overall in his career been an accurate quarterback, but the first few days, the times I've watched him this offseason, he's not been accurate. My overarching thought from watching this team now practice 5 times is they just seem so ripe to just win how they've always won. And I don't know why they're seemingly going to try a lot of these new things. The defense is going to be awesome.
Like, I agree.
The defense is, look, we,
I think
mean,
they're going to be one of the best, or the best in the league. They could be number one.
They could be number one. The defense is going to be awesome. The running game, we'll see. I will say, being around Cam Jurgens yesterday, he seems in such a great place. Like, I remember last year being around Jordan Davis and thinking,
You said it on the pod.
Like, he's like a new human.
Yeah.
My feeling I got around Cam Jurgens yesterday was he's just in such a better place.
And he said that. I mean, he said his back feels much better and all that.
And there's
I think I mentioned this, but Ross Tucker came on and he said, you know, back surgery, like the year after back, especially playing in the Super Bowl with it and then getting it, he's like, you never feel normal that first year after. He's like, the year after is when you start to feel good. It makes sense.
I also just think he seems way happier. And I think that makes sense too.
Well, if you're not in serious pain and training on, it probably helps.
If the offensive line is good, like, they've had more, I think, impressive running plays. Like, there's been 2 or 3 plays. And again,
I think they're
going to be
a run-first offense.
Right,
so
if they run the ball well and the defense is elite.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Well, I just mean,
or they have a chance to be good.
I don't know how interested I am in then, like, trying all these new passing concepts. Now, I think mostly, like I've said, the ball is going the same place. It's early. They're probably not running all their new stuff. And I'm not saying, like,
they're not. They're definitely not running all their new stuff.
Well, yeah, not all of it, but they are running new stuff.
Yeah, but the point is, like, they're running it at a very early level. Yeah. Like theoretically, the more they rep it, the more they run it, they're going to get better at it theoretically.
Yeah, I think like the defense is going to be good enough. The run game is going to be enough. Like just win the way you always have. Like have Jalen be smart with the ball, throw safe passes, have Jalen make plays on third down. If the defense is going to be this good, you don't have to plan on trying to score like 33 points every game. I think they could win. Now, I'm not saying like plan on having a mediocre offense.
Yeah, I think they want to make the offense better for the offense itself, for like regardless of the defense and what they have. I think they're trying to say that we need to move this offense forward philosophically.
It's just when they have this good of a defense, I almost think they should plan the way they play on offense around.
I just think that's so conservative. And
I agree. But if you have an elite defense, but again, and you can run the ball.
But if your offense can be better, why not try and make it better?
Well, because what if it leads to turnovers? That's my thing. But
again, I think that the offense last year, like as good as the defense was, the offense last year wasn't good enough to win. Like it could be slightly better this year and they could win for sure.
The offense was not good. Well, because they couldn't run the ball.
Why not try and make it much better? Because I think the run concepts are a big part of this new offense too. And it all plays together. It's all off of one thing. You're under center. And that causes this, that, and this. So like, I think it's all part. I get your point, but I don't think you can pick and choose. I don't think you can say, well, run the ball well, but do the passing game that way. Cause they're all part of the same offense that where one play leads to this play. And you're disguising this play. And then you ran this play this time. So you run that play that time. Like it's all part of the same thing. You know what I mean?
Right. I think what I mean is don't take chances with the ball over the middle. It's kind of like the core of what I'm saying. Because like last year, remember against the Chargers, that was viewed as a game where it's like he threw the ball over the middle, right?
Sure.
And he threw four interceptions.
But again, I think there's a difference between when you're coaching him to throw the ball over the middle and when you're spending all this time teaching him who to throw to, what to do, how to look. And all. So I think the biggest thing is we underrate how much he needs to learn and how much he needs to be taught. And that's what Sean Mannion is here for. Like, I just think that, I don't know. We'll see differently. I'm sure we'll battle over it in training camp, but I just really felt what Ross Tucker was saying. And I've been saying it. I think that people need to understand that this offense is not going to click right away. Like it would be crazy for it to click right away.
I'm not expecting it to click right away. But what I am saying is when the defense is this good, I don't know. I think they should be conservative on offense is mostly what I'm saying. Like run the ball.
I'm fine with being conservative, but I think you can have a new offense and still be conservative with that offense. Yeah. I don't mind. I don't think they need to be slinging the ball over the field. I agree with you on that.
Right. Like this, telling Jalen to throw it. We'll see. I just, the defense looks awesome. Like,
all right, so let's get into it. Break down what you saw from the day. Yeah. Tariq Woolen has been the star of Twitter.
I mean, he wrecked practice yesterday.
He has been the star of Twitter.
He had one play where he sacked Jalen. The next play, he intercepted Jalen. Like how he doesn't often pay premiums for one year.
Yep.
And he's exactly what he's doing for Tariq Woolen. Yep. And again,
it's like Alshon, I feel like is one of the, like that. Yeah. There are not many times.
That was the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Like, so for only one year.
Just popped in my head. That's the only one. It's a really good point.
They re-signed him in season, I think, or they did re-sign.
Something like that. I think they did. I think it was like week 8 or 9.
I think so too.
Which they don't do anymore.
No.
So, yeah. Like, and again,
if it's
early for the offense, and I think we can also say like the defense is a long way to prove too, but the defense is proven and they're running the same scheme.
And also, as we always say, like, I think the defense should be ahead early in almost every training camp, much less one with the brand new offense.
So Tariq Woolen
and an awesome defense.
Yeah. Like he's been unbelievable. All the players talking about how good he is. Even like, I think Nick's been very impressed with Tariq Woolen, and for an offensive guy, that's really saying something. Like the problems he's causing for the Eagles offense. And then Quinion, like I don't even think about him because the ball just never comes his way.
Dude,
like,
let me throw this at you. Cause I got not a debate, but Joe and I went back and forth on this. Joe said that he thinks Jalen Carter had the best start to his career of any Eagles defensive player ever. And I said, I think Quinion's is better.
Definitely Quinion.
Right?
I don't even think it's close.
That's what I'm saying. Quinion was
Carter's
the best rookie we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then was the best corner in the league. Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, Jalen Carter's
first
year was fine.
Thank you. I'm very happy
you're
on the same page with me because he was like, thought I was crazy for saying, I'm like, wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Well, if I wanted to try to make Joe's argument, I'd probably say 2024
Jalen Carter was the best player on the team in 2023. Defensively, I mean.
But like, was he all pro that year?
He was second team
all pro. Quinion was all pro this year.
Yep.
Quinion, I think, plays perhaps.
And I think Quinion would have been all pro his rookie year if they gave it to, like, he just didn't.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Quinion was way better his rookie year than Jalen Carter was.
I said it, and I said it early, and I believed it the whole time. Quinion is the best rookie I've ever seen in Philadelphia.
I mean, honestly, you could make an argument Cooper DeJean's had a better start to his career.
It's possible.
Like, Jalen Carter's 2023 was fine. It wasn't anything great. Like, I mean, I remember doing the show in week 3 of 2024, me and you both being like, it's time for Jalen Carter to show he's as special as everyone thought. So, like, his rookie year was good, but Quinion and Cooper, you saw right away, were super awesome. And then they were both better year too. So I definitely think Quinyon for sure. Quinyon, and I think Cooper is definitely debatable.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But yeah, I mean, Jalen Carr didn't practice yesterday. So
let's get to that, because I think that's probably the biggest story around the Eagles right now. And it's what we did the morning show on today and all that. Jalen Carter not practicing. Nick asked about it. Basically just fumbles like around. He's like,
which is when you know he's lying. That's how you know he's lying.
That was literally it. He was like, that was the answer. That was like, these are what Nick said. That was his answer. It was like, I actually laughed out loud when I listened to it for the first time we played.
Well, then the follow up was like about his shoulder.
It was just so funny. But what do you make? So is it a hold in? Do you think, obviously, I think the many people hear this, see this, and think it's contract related. Obviously, that is all inference. We have not heard anything that. You're down there. You're around it. What's your take on this?
I think he's not doing team drills because of his contract.
Yeah, I don't know how else you take it, right?
Every other important player is doing team drill.
You're there doing individual. It's like, so you do, you know.
Well, and this is one thing I've heard many people say, like, what's worse? Either he's not doing it because of his contract.
Or he's hurt.
Or he's hurt still. Like, and his shoulders are still a problem from last year, because Grenard's not doing team, but we know he's hurt. Jakaad Campbell's not practicing. We know he's hurt. So if Jalen Carter, like individuals, he's not doing a ton there. If Jalen Carter is hurt enough, he still can't do team. Like, that's concerning, because his shoulder procedure was when, like, November.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was late November.
He came back and played after
early December. Yeah. So that would be concerning. I think this has to be contract related. I also think it's the first time where it matters he doesn't have a contract. Like, you want him out there doing the team drills. Everyone else is doing the team drills. Jordan Davis is out there doing the team drills. Like, Quinyon, Cooper, they're all doing it. And again, we can, you know, do the whole how much does it matter, but you want him doing all the parts of the job. And he is not doing that part of the job, it seems, because of his contract. And it's just interesting to me that they haven't paid him yet. Like, I don't know. I'm bad at negotiating. So to me, it seems like it'd be pretty easy. It's like, here's what you want. And then
you just be like, all right,
But I'm just surprised.
So let's play it out.
To be pushback.
It's like, an interesting. So here's where I think there's a large portion, and this is, you know, hearing on the air, John Ritchie's in this camp, of people who say, make him prove it. Like a guy who started the year last year by getting kicked out of a game by spitting on someone who wasn't great last year. Now, agreed. I'm big on he played 99% of the snaps the year before, and that's why. But he wasn't awesome last year. He has had some.
He was still very good, though, I would say.
Look, I would pay him right now, today. I would be like, here's your money. Let's do this. I agree. I think, you know, the window of what the contract is not that big. It's not like we're talking like $100 million to $200 million. Right. Like, it's, you know, the numbers are pretty, you know, defined with what other people have got and kind of where you go with all that. So I would pay him, but I do think there's a large portion of the Eagles fan base that says, make him prove it for another year. I mean, Jordan Davis didn't get the contract, and now he wasn't as good a player,
right?
But he had to wait that extra year. He got the contract this offseason. So they do have the leverage. I mean, they have the control for the next 2 years plus theoretically, and how he never does it, but they do theoretically own his rights for 4 years if they want to. I would pay him, but I do think there is an argument to, hey, you didn't live up to what you said you would last year. And again, you got kicked out of the first game of the season.
Yeah.
You got to prove it. Like, I do think there's an argument to that. Again, not me. I'm just playing what a lot of people out there are saying.
So I would really, really respect the Eagles if they made Jalen Carter play a year out. I think the cojones that would take to make Jalen Carter and his agent play through next year, make him cause a fuss in training camp, see how far he's willing to go. Like, I think that would be, if they can do it, I think that's the best outcome. I don't think there's a ton of advantage to paying Jalen Carter right now. Like, if I'm the Eagles, the best outcome, if you remove emotion from this, is you wait a year, because you're going to pay him a ton of money this year. Yes, you'll maybe pay him more next year if he has an elite year, but then you feel better about him. And after watching how much Jordan Davis's contract year helped him, then maybe you can have that same thing with Jalen Carter. So I don't feel a need to be like, go pay him right now. He's earned it. Like, he's played well. He certainly deserves a new contract. I don't think he deserves the best defensive player in the NFL type contract. I don't think he deserves, frankly, to be the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. And if that's what he wants, I can understand why the Eagles would not want to pay him and why they would want to push back on that. And I think there are true benefits of making Jalen Carter sweat a little bit. Like, in college, I think it's Hugh that talks about this, but people from Georgia talk about how, like, in college there was practice issues, right? Like, he didn't try super hard in practice. The NFL combine thing, he seemingly seemed out of shape for that and didn't have a good year there. Fell, even though he had the off the field thing, still was drafted top 10. didn't have a great 2023, had an outstanding 2024. And then I agree that the snaps played part of it. But then 2025, he, like everyone, had a down year. So there's never really been a moment in Jalen Carter's, like, probably football life where it's been questioning of, like, are you as good as everyone says you are? Because he's always been good, but he's also kind of been able to skate by, right? So for me, the concern is not Jalen Carter the person. That's not my concern. Now, I don't know everything the Eagles know, obviously. Like, who knows? There could be things happening. The getting kicked out of the game, the getting benched for the start of one game, that's not enough for me to be concerned about his future. Like, I see the way he interacts with his teammates. I see the way he talks to the media. I see him enough where I don't view him as a negative person. I think he's like a I don't want to say positive influence in the locker room.
But he's fine.
Yeah, it's like, it's a nothing. Like, I have no opinion on him in terms
of...
You don't think
he hurts the team. Agreed. The point.
My bigger concern is...
Other than when he spits on someone and gets kicked out.
Yeah, which is not great, for sure. But, like, that's a lot different than, like...
Yeah, think, like causing problems in the locker room.
Yeah, or, like, you know, speeding. Like Nolan Smith, right? Like, that's a different type of thing.
We're not trying your hardest, which we've seen in some.
My bigger concern with Jalen Carter is, like, is he good enough where you can give him all this money right now? And I would love to watch him prove it for another year. But that's normally where I fall on these things. Like, maybe this is not a smart financial way to view it, but I'm always more comfortable paying more later for a known product.
Which is the opposite of what Howie likes to do.
Which is the opposite of what they do.
And he's been very successful doing that.
Right. So with Jalen Carter, I think it would be the absolute best outcome if they could have the backbone to make this guy prove it. But, I mean, it's going to take a strong backbone.
He's already holding in, right?
It's going
to
be hard.
Let's take him in the Jalen Carter perspective, because you just said you've been around him. You know, you've interviewed him. You've talked to him. You've seen him with his teammates.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Given the situation he's in, 2 years control of all, he doesn't have a ton of leverage, in these spots.
Right, he'll get fined if he holds out a training camp. Yeah.
How much do you think he will push this? Assuming he's doing what he's doing right now, holding it, okay, and saying, like, pay me more money. And the Eagles are like, you know what? We're not ready to. Where does Jalen Carter go from here? If you had to get, I know this is hypothetical. Right. You're conjecturing, but we're going with it.
A wild card here is Drew Rosenhaus. Obviously.
Yeah, who's his agent? That's his agent. Don't know.
Eagles fans are very aware.
Terrell Owens,
yes,
baby.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I think one card the Eagles have that they can play or at least hold on to that Jalen Carter doesn't have is his reputation around the league. Like, the Mary Kay Cabot thing of the Browns having zero interest is.
I thought it was Cabot.
Yeah, I would have said Cabot.
I always say Cabot. Is that wrong?
Like, I just assumed it's Cabot.
Know, like Cabot.
Like C-A-B-O-T.
Mary Kay Cabot, I think, sounds better. It's like.
It kind of, but I think it's Cabot. I would bet.
I would bet 100%.
Yeah, I was about to say, I would bet a large percentage of what I own.
So it's Cabot?
Cabot. I think it's Mary Kay Cabot.
Mary Kay Cabot.
Cabot.
Her saying that the Browns have 0% interest is wild to me.
Something.
Yeah. Like, so that's the interesting part of this is you can only really have leverage as a player if someone else is willing to pay you. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if other teams out there that have not had Jalen Carter in the building that see the Eagles hesitant to pay him, that might have just taken him off of his board completely in the draft a few years ago, right?
Sure.
Is there really another team out there that's saying to Drew Rosenhaus, yo, we'll give you what you want, like force your way here? And I don't know if there is. So as much as Drew Rosenhaus and Jalen Carter can be mad, and maybe it will upset Jalen Carter if he doesn't get what he wants. And I think that's an understandable emotion. Like, we've all been through work where you're negotiating your salary. Yeah. And, like, of course it is frustrating, right? And it's awkward when maybe like the two sides are negotiating.
Well, because you have to, like, it's a weird thing where you're saying we want to be together. We want to have this relationship, but at the same time, let me tell you why you suck and you're not worth, but you're
like,
it's
like
the same, like arbitration hearings in baseball have always been this like thing where the job of the arbitration hearing, if you go to arbitration with a player,
right,
is you're supposed to come in and say why that player's not worth that money.
Right.
And, hey, he's bad at this. He doesn't do this well. And that's your player that's on your team. So it's a weird spot.
Right. And so the Eagles, I think, are correct to want to wait if that's what they're doing. I also think how Jalen Carter responds to it can be very informative for the Eagles. Like, if he comes in and he pouts and he doesn't play well and he's upset, like, guess what, Jalen Carter? You might not have a team waiting for you at the other end of the line to pay you. So if the Eagles have the backbone to force him to wait, I do think that's the best outcome because you also then get to see how he responds. Like watching Jordan Davis respond the way he did last year had to make the Eagles so much more comfortable in paying him. And they paid him a ton of money. Like they basically took another huge gamble on him and the money that they paid him. And I think how he responded last year, he might be a captain this year. Like, I don't think it's a stretch.
I think Jordan Davis will be.
Yeah. Like,
I'd be shocked. And I know what the players pick, but I would be shocked.
Like, but Jalen Carter probably won't be.
Probably. Right?
And you would think that he should be if you take
from a talent perspective.
So in terms of what he can do, I'm starting to think I don't really know what he can do. Like, you really going to hold out of practice? Like, I don't even think the public would be on his side. Like, at least T.O. had the public on his side, right? Like, people wanted them to pay T.O.
They did.
If Jalen Carter Jalen Carter holds out, I don't think we'll get many calls to WIP being like, just
well,
pay
like
him.
I said today, honestly, there were more callers than not saying, don't pay him yet, make improvement.
Right. And so, like, and I don't know how his teammates would respond to that. Not to mention, if you miss training camp, like we've talked about this, if you're a big guy,
yeah,
you miss training,
know.
Doesn't look last year, he missed training. If I remember correctly, he missed a decent portion of training camp and he didn't have a great start to the year. So I think the Eagles kind of hold the power here. And I didn't really feel that way like a month ago, but the more I kind of process it and think about it, I don't know what the card is he can play where the Eagles are in a tough spot. Now, do I think he'll get a contract?
So that was going to be my next question. Projected out.
I kind of think yes.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're just going to pay him.
It would just be pretty. Now, here's like just to play devil's advocate. We acknowledge Eagles are overreactors and we like they just saw how much this helped Jordan Davis. Like, you don't think there's any part of the Eagles that sit there and go, look how great this worked for Jordan Davis. Let's do it with Jalen Carter. Like, and that might not be the right way to go about it, but I don't know. Like, I used to think it was 100% he's getting paid. I had no doubt about it. Now I'm much more like 50-50.
Yeah.
Why else wouldn't it be
done? I think he'll get paid, but I agree. I think they're probably negotiating, obviously, right now. But yeah, I think it's fascinating. And they did just do it. They have the leverage. I think that if the Eagles do want to, you know, have the cojones, as you put it, I think Jalen Carter will come and play. You know what I mean? Now, the question to your point is, will he sulk? Will he
I don't know how
but I do not. I do not think Jalen Carter will take the fines. I do not think he will.
I agree with you.
Fine. Like, I think eventually he'll show up is my point. And probably at the start of training camp, if I had to bet, I do not think he will sit out because he doesn't have the leverage to it. It will cost him a lot of money and he's not made enough money yet for that. So I do think that at the end of the day, if the Eagles want to do that, I think they can. I just don't think they will. I think they're going to pay him, whether it's sometime in the next little while before training camp starts. I think my guess is Carter gets a contract.
I also think, and this is just me guessing, I don't really know Jalen Carter super to be honest. He just seems like someone that really enjoys his money.
His name is Breadman.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me? Like, when he wore the t-shirt, or the sweater, whatever. He is. Yes. I think Jalen Carter wants to get paid.
Yes.
Like, and that is a top priority.
And I get it. The best way to poke at him if you're the Eagles.
You're not wrong.
You know,
but to your point, and I do think it could be an experiment. You don't want to do an experiment, but to see how he responds. But the Eagles know better than anyone how they think he will respond.
Agreed.
And that's a part of the calculus too, right?
And I don't know how he'll respond. Yeah. Like,
I mean, if they think it goes the other way and it's a mess, like maybe you just pay him if you believe in him. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like a confusing, it's a tough spot.
Put it this way. Quinyon will get paid for sure, right?
And they have no worries about it.
But
it's
if
not
you
issue,
ask me, how would Quinyon respond to a
he would go out and do his job.
I would feel very confident, same, right? Same. Like Jalen Hurts always same, responds to these same type of things.
Devontae,
I don't know same. How Jalen Carter will respond because there also has to be a somewhat embarrassing aspect of this for him where it's like everybody last year said he was going to get a blank check this offseason and be the biggest paid player in defense. And he probably, of course, he hears those things. And now, like, he's not. Now, he could just get paid tomorrow and all this is for naught. But you do wonder how much he's embarrassed by the fact that this is not working out and just like how that would motivate him. So, I mean, I think if they get into a I mean, there's no real deadline. Like if he comes to training camp and practices, you could go a weekend, you could go 2 weeks, but they don't do in-season extensions.
No,
so there actually
they do
is
training
true,
camp once. It's like, once the season starts,
there is that true deadline right there.
At least
what a funny thing to do. If you're the Eagles,
I know like, they don't do them for now. I think they could change that. I mean, I know that's their policy.
I think they should.
I think it's clearly proven. I mean, no, they won a Super Bowl, but I think it's proven to be wrong.
Well, here's a question.
They've had to pay more for guys and lost players that they could have capped if they had just paid them early.
Would you rather pay, and it's hard for me to think of numbers off the top of my head without seeing contracts, but would you rather pay Moro Ojomo 70% of what you pay Jalen Carter or Jalen Carter 100% of like what he wants?
I'd probably pay Jalen Carter, but I get it. I think
Ojomo's awesome.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I do too. I still believe in the 2024 Jalen Carter. I think the biggest reason for his step back last year was that snaps played and all that. Like, I think Jalen Carter is going to be big this year. So, like, I'm basing it on that, but I think it's a very fair question and it could go either way.
Do you think there's any shot they've already picked Jordan Davis over Jalen Carter?
I mean, I think like there's a shot made, anything, but they made a decision internally.
They gave Jordan Davis
a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But man, I was shocked when I saw what they gave Jordan Davis.
Yeah, I agree.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So,
So let's get back to practice. What else stood out of the things that I'm?
I mean, honestly, it's just that the offense struggled.
Specifics. Devontae, Dontavian, I think of all the stuff you talked about, the offense again, scheme stuff, I'm not worried about. Jalen, I think, probably has a lot on his brain right now, figuring it all out, all that. We'll get worried down the road if we need to. Dontavian Wicks thing though stands out.
I wish I felt better about him.
That is
I was super excited about him. You were more excited than I was, and I
liked him. But you were over when we talked. I was like, wow. That is something where it's like, because he has had the drop problem in the past. He gets here, he's dropping balls. Like, it's like that's kind of. I'm not at all overreacting. Whatever, but like of all the things you've said about the offense, the one that worries me the most is the Wicks.
He's also just not as physically imposing as I thought. I pictured him bigger. Like he kind of is. A tweener is not the right word, but he doesn't have a ton of like
bulk.
He's not tall. He doesn't have a ton of bulk to him. Like, yeah, I'm trying to think who I'd compare him to body wise. Like for some reason,
Todd Pinkston type.
No. The one I was thinking was more like Jeremy Maclin.
Okay.
Jeremy Maclin, I think, did actually have some muscle on
top
him
a little bit.
Yeah. So maybe that's not the best example either, but he's not as big.
But he wasn't physically imposing. I get that.
Yeah, he didn't have like an elite physical trait, if I remember Maclin correctly. Obviously, an unbelievable receiver. Is he a top 10 receiver of all time?
For Eagles, obviously, you're saying?
In the NFL.
He might be. I'd have to go through. If he is, he's towards the back.
When
end
I was doing
list.
My ranking for AJ, I was surprised how Maclin kind of kept popping
up. I've not gone and made the list, but he might be. I think there's certainly a possibility. Yeah.
We talked to Uwar Bernard yesterday.
And?
Let me tell you, what a beautiful story.
Yeah, like it's amazing. Elliot.
What a beautiful man.
Here we go with Elliot.
I mean, it is beautiful to watch. But so I'll be curious if you guys agree with me on this. I feel like people outside the States just like speak more eloquently. Would you agree with that? Like, I feel like.
I don't necessarily think
that's
true.
I feel strong about that. Like, I feel like...
Well, I think when you have to learn English as a second language, you speak differently sometimes and you use different words and you have different ways of composing
sentences. I'm saying like...
Do you mean like in their native language?
Yeah, I'm saying like in their native language.
You're saying when he speaks...
No, forget Uwar Bernard.
Okay,
forget
you're saying when people speak like Italian, it's...
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
It's a prettier language.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah, sure,
right?
Sure.
So what I think is...
Not every language. Like, I don't think like Kazakh is necessarily prettier than English or whatever. I think English can be beautiful, but I agree.
Agreed.
I think Italian, Spanish, like the romantic languages are the romantic languages for a reason.
The way they describe things, I think, are more romantic, I guess, right?
They're called the romantics. That's the name of the languages.
So Uwar Bernard yesterday, English is his second language. But even in the way he described things yesterday, the one thing I kept thinking was like, it was very eloquent. Sure. Like he kept saying like, football is a feeling and it's a feeling I need to learn and I'm learning it and I'm loving it.
I think there's a translation thing in the way you learn language that can make it sound interesting and thus elegant or whatever.
Like for someone whose English is his second language, I thought like, listening to him was very cool. Yeah. But I also think it was another reminder of just how far this guy has to go. Yeah. You know, like this was literally, and this
the first time he ever bads on, right?
Well, yeah, but not, it's the first time he's ever done a press conference.
Yeah.
Like he's ever been in anything even like this. Like, and when he was walking in, and I understand this, he was nervous. Like you could tell he was absolutely nervous.
Most humans would be, I think.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was just interesting hearing him talk. He talked about how Clint Hurt is, you know, is like a father to him. His teammates are like his brothers. He said, keep the main thing, the main thing. So he dropped the Jalenism in there. It just seems like a really good guy. Like,
yeah, I'm really excited about it.
The smile on his face was like very genuine. And like, he kept saying like how awesome it is to be in this thing and how much the funnest thing he does in his life right now is go to the facility. And like, it has to be pretty cool. Like, you know, obviously there's probably some hard parts of being in a new country, being somewhat isolated. I would think he probably doesn't know a ton of people. So I'd imagine when he wakes up in the morning and goes into the facility, there's probably like a really exciting part of that, like learning new things, seeing all your friends that you've made. So it was really, really cool getting to talk to him again. I think it's going to take some time, you know, like we know that. And every time you talk to him, it does kind of reinforce just how raw this guy is. But he's definitely someone I would bet on.
Yeah,
like after meeting him for the first time, like I can 100% see why they would bet on him.
Yeah, I'm so excited about him. And I heard someone say this. They were talking about the NBA draft, and it's such a good point. We don't phrase it this way, but you know, we always talk about, you know, betting on a player. Like you're betting on a person.
At the end of the day, you're betting on a person. You're betting
on how hard they're going to work, what they have in them, their competitiveness, all these things. Like, yes, they have to have physical abilities, but at the end of the day, you're betting on the person and that person's going to be able to live up to what you need them to do. So I think that's a really cool thing to hear. All right, let's talk AJ Epenesa, because an interesting move for those who didn't see it. The Eagles signed defensive end or edge rusher AJ Epenesa, 6 years with the Bills, free agent this year, had signed a $5 million deal with the Browns. So not nothing. And then I guess injury that voided it. The contract was.
I think
he failed his physical.
He's only ever played for Buffalo.
Yes.
Okay. I thought he signed with
the Browns. I thought it was he failed the physical. I wasn't sure. So failed the physical. Contract gone. Signs with the Eagles yesterday. Your thoughts on the Epenesa?
Well, first let me say this. I'm actually more excited for the other guy they signed, but we will talk about AJ Epenesa.
Okay.
So I think it's a solid signing. What I think's interesting. And I'm trying to get an answer to this, and I'm surprised there is no answer out there yet. Joe Tryon, that guy they signed, not at mandatory minicamp, just not there either.
That's weird.
So I'm going to actually look into it more today and find out what's going on there. You wonder if AJ Epenesa is a Joe Tryon replacement.
Could like be, which would make sense.
Something's happening there where maybe he's not on the team anymore. I think AJ Epenesa seems like a great guy. Like just reading up on him yesterday, watching some of his interviews, I feel like he can bring some good veteran depth and leadership to the team. Leadership's hard because he's going to be a role player, but like a good veteran locker room presence. I mean, he had 6.5 sacks 3 years in a row up until last year. So that's not nothing.
No. And he's 27.
He has four interceptions.
The injuries,
in
but
the
he's
past.
Heading into like his physical prime, theoretically.
Right. Yeah, he's still young. Well, physical prime, too. Who knows? He failed.
Well, I'm saying minus the injury. I'm saying generally 27, 28 is like the
right,
physical,
he's not like
theoretically.
34.
Yes.
Yeah. He has four interceptions the past 3 years, which is kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And 14 pass deflections. So he seems like VJ. He seems like a Vic kind of guy, right? I think he's a decent shot at making the team.
Sure.
You look at the edges, you know, maybe not great news for Brandon Graham.
So that was going to be my next question. We talked about it on the air. That was going to be my next question because I think, you know, they've got a nice little stable of edges now. And we know that you know, Grenard, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, and Ebba Cady. I think those four, you know, you never know, but those four are locks to make the roster.
They're going to make the team.
So probably two more guys, I would guess, right?
And there's the guy they drafted.
The guy they drafted in the seventh round.
Apparently a good special teams player.
They got, you know, this guy, Epenesa, they brought in, and then the Brandon Graham thing. So
and they technically do have Joe Tryon.
Yeah.
Like he is technically on the roster. So here's like some tea leaf.
I have to try to get on the roster.
Yes. Here's like some tea leaf reading
Tryon
here.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. I wish after the whole Cabot. After that whole thing, I mean, people listen to the pod know enunciation is not.
It's not your thing. Yes.
I feel bad leaving off the hyphenated part of Joe Tryon's name because I am a hyphen, but I just don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't blame
part.
You.
Yeah.
So what's this? So you're so
like
about
quick
guy.
Tea leaf just thing. So a few weeks ago, or maybe it was less than 2 weeks ago, when everyone was like speculating online about like AJ and Hassan Reddick, which all obviously ended up not being true. Brandon Graham posted something on his Instagram and it was something like, I'm paraphrasing. I wish I could remember the exact words, but like, you know, I thought I had a friend or something about like a friend that seemed to hurt him. And people took this as like an AJ thing because AJ and was all going on. I wonder if it was the Eagles telling Brandon like, nah, like
that's possible.
Cause there was something else that happened around there that made me think, I think they signed like a defensive lineman, that Zion Williamson guy. I don't know. I'm piecing things together.
Not Zion Williamson.
I think that actually might be his name.
Same name as the basketball player.
Yeah. Really? It's, can you look it up? He's like an undrafted UDFA guy. Regardless, it is Zion something.
Yeah, I believe you. I'm just saying, I'm guessing it's probably
you looking it up.
Yeah. I mean, Zion something is kind of tough.
Well, put so Eagles player Zion. Defensive tackle UDFA Zion.
Zion Wilson.
Okay.
Wilson.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
close is correct.
But I just wonder with Brandon if he's maybe starting to get annoyed. They're not giving
it's
him
possible.
A
look,
I do think they I think they owe it to him.
I do too. When I would
have him
on the team.
Retirement,
yeah, I agree. Like, you know, I think that in their eyes, if Brandon is on the team, it will be a midseason thing again. In their eyes.
I wonder if Brandon would take a practice squad spot.
I don't think so.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
He's going to make the same money.
I just don't think so.
I agree.
I think for him, it's about the playing as much as... I mean, the money matters. But
I think it could just be being in the locker room.
That's what I mean. Just being a part of it. And all, but I think when you're in the practice squad, it's hard to be a part of it, you know?
So I think that's less and less true now because so many veterans are on
there.
But
when you're Brandon Graham...
No, like, I agree. It would be an embarrassing part of it.
I don't think you do that.
I agree with that. But I do think you can still be like in it and
sure,
all that.
Sure. Sorry, to the other guy.
Yeah, but also quickly, this is going to be an inside joke for, I think, a lot of people. But, you know, I think you should leave, obviously.
Yes.
So there's a skit in there where they're talking about going to Club Aqua.
Yeah, or Club Haunted House.
Yeah. Whenever I say I actually prefer this better, I always think when the guy goes, I actually want to go to Haunted House.
I'd actually rather go to Haunted House more than Club Aqua.
So I actually like Michael Jordan better than I like AJ Epinesa. So that's where I was going with
it. Got the little inside joke in.
No problem. I think there will be a portion of the audience that loves that.
I'm
and a portion that will be
portion.
Happy it's over.
Yeah. I'm in that portion, so let's move on.
So I actually like Michael Jordan better than AJ Epinesa. Michael Jordan, to me, I think fills a way bigger need on this team. Michael Jordan, for those that don't know, not the shooting guard.
Nope.
Yeah.
Six-time NBA champion.
Yeah.
Academy Award winner.
I had another joke, but I feel like after the last inside joke, I'll just keep it moving.
Keep it going.
So Michael Jordan has played. He started 20 games over the last 2 years. He's been in the NFL for 5 or 6 years. He's been on a lot of teams. I'm not saying he's good. What I am saying is they have nobody on the interior of the offensive line that has any experience. And this guy has at least played a bunch of games. He started 9 last year. He played for Josh Grizzard. I think this signing fits more into what they need than AJ Epinesa. I think AJ Epinesa is a name. I think he's had a better career. Like, I get he's a better player, but to what we just said, they have 4 edges that are definitely going to play. Like, Michael Jordan could end up being the top backup potentially on all on both guard spots. I don't think he can play center. Mm-hmm. So I do like that part of it where you look at the interior of their offensive line and they are young. Like, I like Drew Kendall, but he's never played in the NFL. So Michael Jordan to me fills a need on this team more than AJ.
I get it. I think that's fair. Epinesa, I think, has obviously a higher upside, I would say. And and I think you could argue you never have enough edges, you know?
Yeah.
But I get your point. And I do think that was something we've talked so much about how important the offensive line is and the depth that is lacking there. You know, they brought Fred Johnson back. I think having someone you can count on in the middle as a backup is super important. Like, Brett Toth can't be playing meaningful snaps again. So.
Right. Well, and Brett Toth's not here.
I know he's not. I'm saying the royal Brett Toth.
Agreed.
A Brett Toth
100%.
Type.
But what's funny is Brett Toth, you actually can appreciate a little more how valuable
he was.
Because
he was here for so long.
Yeah, and like, he could play center. He could play guard. He could play tackle.
So I think having someone who can do that is very valuable.
Agreed.
All right. Anything else before we get to final thoughts?
Well, we didn't talk at all about anything Jalen AJ.
Let's get to that. There's much to say with Nick. We talked really about Nick yesterday. I don't think Nick had too much stuff on this yesterday. I think the most interesting thing with Nick was the Jalen Carter answer.
Well, and the backup quarterback thing, but we've done that.
What else are we going to? Yeah, right, we got nothing else to say about that at this point. Nick just said they're splitting reps and there's no set backup quarterback. So whatever.
Right.
I think the Jalen thing was interesting. Jalen, I think it's the first time he's really addressed the AJ
Brown
thing.
Jalen Hurts
in an open way. I thought it was perfect. Like, I thought he was perfect addressing it. I thought the most interesting part was kind of the little shout out to the article when he got asked about that finally. And he was like, I never asked to talk about
that. Yeah.
I never wanted to. So you guys can do, I appreciated it. Like, I think some people didn't like it. I do. I like him just being like, listen, I'm not even going to respond to it. I'm going to go do my job. I respect it. I think the way he handled everything was, as always, like very adult-like and very professional. I thought what he said about AJ was fine. You know, I had no issues with him. What do you think what Jalen said yesterday?
I was a little surprised he didn't push back more on the article. Mm-hmm. I agree that ultimately he did the right thing.
I think he did the right thing. Yeah, I'm not saying I expected that. I'm just saying I think he handled it the right way.
Yeah, I mean,
the smartest way.
He was pressed on, like, the obsession with this fourth down call is wild to me.
Especially that's the one thing in the article that they bring up. Like, that was the article was referenced by way of that.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many more interesting things in that article if you really want to go into it.
Yeah, I agree. And then he did say, no, he didn't call the play. Honestly, at this point, I think, like, we'll never find out the truth. It's probably some combination.
I've got a huge who cares on that one specific thing. It's like, who cares? Honestly, they were probably going to lose the game anyway. Even if they convert the play, they still probably don't get
the had a lot of chances to win the game.
And like, they weren't winning the Super Bowl with that offense last year. Like, the way that, like, I think people have made way too much of
that. I
think
they would have lost to Seattle.
I agree.
In retrospect.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like, I think at the time I would have talked myself into beating Seattle.
I think they would have gotten frauds. Smoked.
There's a shot they would have.
I think the defense keeps
I think they would have got smoked.
That's my point. I think they lose by 10 points, and they're not in it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. I would have definitely talked myself into them winning. But
especially because you think Seattle is a
Yeah, and I was wrong about that. Yeah. So, well, I thought they were frauds. I don't think they have a home field.
I know.
Advantage.
That's what I'm saying. I said you don't think they have a home. I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I thought Jalen handled everything pretty well. The AJ thing, I think, you know, he handled that part well. So, yeah. I think it was shorter than he was in his last press conference, but I also thought there were questions he didn't really want to talk about. I think the main takeaway from Jalen was the reason he didn't do stuff last year that other people want him to do is because they didn't practice it enough. And I think there is a difference to me between Jalen being like, Ben Simmons didn't want to shoot threes, right? I think Jalen last year didn't do the stuff that is in the article and like, because he didn't feel ready to do it. I think this offseason he will have they will, in theory, and he said this yesterday.
And even
too.
If he's not ready, he's doing it, you know.
Well, he said this yesterday too. He said, we didn't have a lot of time on task with the stuff last year. We'll see how much time
Which
on
I
task we do in training
camp.
So, like, it's pretty clear. I think Jalen's sending a message. If you want me to do things,
rep it.
And I'm fine with that.
That's fair. Yeah, that's what it should be.
The Virginia Lottery has a new draw game. Play Millionaire for Life online or in-store for the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, let's get to final thoughts.
So I don't have like a crazy final thought, but I definitely think, and like these past few months, I've kind of downplayed like how cool it'll be having like the All-Star game here and the World Cup in July.
We've talked right here and there. Yeah.
Like I'm super excited. Me for
too.
All of it. Like
Me
it
too.
Is cool. Like seeing it get set up around the stadium. You see All-Star stuff starting to pop up. July 4th is coming up. It is going to be really, really fun to be in the city of Philadelphia.
I totally agree with you. Other than like, July 4th, which I will not leave my house for. I can't wait.
But I think it'll
be
cool.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
it'll
just
be cool
messing
to, like,
around.
See
it's
going to
be a
stuff.
Lot going
no,
on.
No, you're right. There'll also be an
just
element.
Just too much for me on that day. But I'm really with you. Look, I'm going to the All-Star game. I can't wait.
Oh, like, you got tickets?
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, I got a ticket.
Okay.
They gave us
you told me this. That's right.
I bought a ticket. Yeah. So I will be at the All-Star game no matter what. Whether we can get us in through the station or not. Like, I'm going... Since I was a kid, I want to go to an All-Star game. Yeah. I grew up with it mattering. The AL versus the NL, you never saw those guys play each other. Like, it was, I can't wait to be in the building for an All-Star game. Like, that'll be like kid James is going to be. I will go to.
I actually prefer the home.
I was thinking we could go to a World Cup game together if the tickets go down.
Well, bad news. They are not.
They're not.
I'm waiting and
they
waiting
went
and
back
waiting.
Up. Yeah. Well, Like, I'm talking
no,
like
there
day,
is one.
I'm talking like day of or day before.
Yeah.
But I'm so with you. I think it's cool for the city. It's cool for, I mean, the World Cup's awesome. Like,
it's
I love
be,
the World
it starts
Cup.
Today,
this is where we can finally be soccer fans together.
Well, the one to go to, if you want, and I keep saying Caracal or Caracua, even though it's
Curacao.
Yeah, exactly.
Caracal.
That game Caracua. Is actually affordable, and it's on a Thursday at 4 o'clock. Oh. So it's like doable.
Okay.
Like, that's the one thing. Some of these games are pretty late. I don't know if 4 is late for you.
No,
but,
yeah.
I mean, that's prime nap time.
That's it. Naps earlier. That's actually pretty good. I nap during the day. That's why I got to leave these pods. I go to nap.
Yeah. I just think like it's going to be awesome. Hopefully everybody, there will certainly be one or two incidents where people are like, oh, blah, blah, but it's going to be really, really cool. So I'm very excited.
I am very with you. All right. Mine's sports related too. And I mentioned yesterday I had a Wemby origin story. So I'm going to fold it into last
Wemby
origin story.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I wanted to see if you guys had heard about this Wemby thing, but obviously like, I'm not going to talk Wemby without bringing up last night. Holy crap, dude.
I went to bed.
So I actually got lucky that I had a stupid event last night. It wasn't stupid. It was an awesome time. It was
wrong
a great
pod for that.
I had a great time. No, I did. It actually was a real, like, one of the best events we've done. The
it's
place
never
awesome.
Fun to leave the house.
I just, I go to get up so early. So it's so late for me. But anyway, because of the event, I get home and bang, I get to watch a game.
Right.
It was, I'm rooting so hard against the Knicks. I do not want them to win, but like, that was thrilling sports.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, the tip in, the crowd going crazy. Like, it's sports at its best. I hate that the Knicks won. I wanted the Spurs to win so bad. They still could, theoretically, but like, that was magical sports. Like, I hated it, but it was magic to watch.
Yeah. And I do think it's like, it's cooler when it happens at like a big event.
Of course,
like, Madison Square Garden is just awesome.
Yeah. And the Celebrity Row and
Taylor
there's all these
Swift
famous people.
And all that.
So, okay. So that's, I have two parts of my own law. I'm going to either one of my and you might get uncomfortable for this, but I'm sorry. I'm going to do it. Taylor Swift is the biggest fraud who has ever frauded. Like, maybe not outside of sports, but like, stay away from sports, Taylor. Like, you can't be in the front row in Cleveland a week and a half ago wearing a Cavs jersey against the Knicks and then be in the front row for the Knicks rooting them. Like, it's just so lame. Like, I'm sorry. Like, she's great. Everyone loves her. I think she is like flawless in the way she handles herself and the way she goes about her business. I think she's usually right with what she says. This is the like lamest, weakest thing we have seen from a celebrity in a while. Like, it is so.
So I think you're viewing
lame.
It. I think you're
lame.
But I think you're viewing
loser.
It.
Fraud action.
I think you're viewing it differently.
Much
than
less
it
the Philly part of it, but I don't even care about that. My thing is, you can't be in a Cavs jersey against the Knicks a week and a half ago in the front row, and then be in the front row in a Knicks jersey cheering them on.
Just wearing
a
plain black shirt.
Whatever. You can't be rooting for the Cavs a week ago and then rooting for the Knicks. You just can't do it.
Here's why I think you can, and let me explain why. And here's why I think it's hard for you to view it. Like, we live in a massive sports world, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are all massive sports people. I think if you're just not a sports fan, it's perfectly fine to go to different events and just root for the home team.
Fraud. Yeah.
But you're only a fraud if you're portraying yourself as a sports
fan. She's wearing the Knicks jersey. Don't wear a Knicks thing then. If she was there not wearing a Knicks thing, maybe I would have been a little
less. I think it's just fun. Like, it would be like
fraud.
I think it's like
you're from here. Like, I'm
clearly not a big sports fan.
I just think it's super weak. Like, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Like,
right.
Sports matter to me. Like, this is
no,
where
I
judge these things. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I think it's super weak.
I
think it is
a
very lame. I have no issue with Taylor Swift outside of this. I think she's awesome. Like, full support of Taylor Swift. Fraud.
I thought her shirts were actually pretty clever.
They were cute. Whatever.
Yeah, they were.
Fraud.
They were.
Fraud.
Cute's a good word.
Yeah, fraud. They were cute.
Taylor Swift is a fraud. It'll be a good pod title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is. She's
hopefully Jason Kelsey doesn't listen.
It's fine.
Phone.
I love you, Jason. I love Taylor. I think this is a fraud move. Like, I'll say it to Jason's face. I don't care.
I think the Knicks.
I will.
What am I think.
Hey, Jay, listen. I thought that was a fraud move by your sister-in-law.
You won't like this, and it's fine. I think the Knicks are a likable team. Like, I think Jalen Brunson is likable. I think Kat is likable. Miles Bridges. Like, they have a bit of an underdog thing.
Yeah,
to
they're
them.
Not. They're not a hateable
so I think
team.
It's like
I just hate the Knicks and their fans.
Yeah.
They're not like Brunson.
The
always wears Eagles gear and all that.
I think they're very likable.
Kat's a Philly guy. Like,
Bridges is too.
Yeah.
Josh Hart.
Did you see the? Well, Josh Hart's a loser. Screw that. But I think the other three are cool. Well, Josh Hart crapped. I almost cursed. Crapped all over Philly fans. Are you kidding me? He took such shots at
him. Was that him? I can't remember.
Yes. On his pod. He like took real shots at Philly's fans. Philly's not a real sports town. All that. Like, go F yourself.
I think
Josh
it was a bit tongue in cheek.
I think Josh Hart's a loser.
The clip of Larry David where Josh Hart misses the layup.
Yeah, it's so good.
Have you seen this? Where
so
he like
good.
Does like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some of the I saw Iman Shumpert wear his Knicks jersey.
I think that's cool when players.
I think that was the coolest video I saw. Iman Shumpert, you're
what's
awesome.
His name did it too. Ron Artest.
Did he? Yeah,
like it said Metal World Peace on
yeah,
the back,
like that's odd. Just walking, he walked into the stadium with all these Knicks fans around Iman Shumpert his jersey. I think that was cool.
Also, like Timothy Chalamet, man, just living the dream. Like,
oh yeah, no, it's a pretty good life.
I like just, this life. Is like what everyone aspires to do.
You
like,
want, you look at.
I'm saying like he is, you don't talk about being a genuine fan.
Oh,
like,
his whole life. Yeah, no, he's like, a real sports fan.
If you are
a
diehard Sixers fan,
like Stiller, Spike
fan.
Lee. I feel like I'm not hating on those guys. It's the ones, Jerry Seinfeld. Like those people are real, not Larry David. Like they're real true blue fans.
Well, I think what's cool about when you get to be like ultra rich and famous at a basketball game is you're so close. Like in an Eagles game, Bradley Cooper's up in
right in their grill. Yeah.
I know Mike Trout's in the front row, but he's not really a big sports guy anymore.
It doesn't count. That's not the
front. Agreed. It's not like being
on the field. You're on the court.
Yeah.
All right. So quickly on the Wemby thing, did you know that? And this is the craziest part because I personally think the best thing that happened for the Knicks last night and the reason they won was Wu-Tang at halftime because you know Wu-Tang is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, Wu-Tang.
Well, so they brought him back together.
Wu-Tang was Wu-Tang was awesome last night after.
Did they show it?
Yeah, they showed. I don't know. I don't know if they. I saw it on Twitter right after. I don't know if they put it here or not because I was doing stuff. But dude. They were awesome. They're the reason they won. But the most wild thing is the Wemby origin story. I was going to talk about this. Wemby went. Did you know Wemby went and trained with the Shaolin monks in China?
Wow, I'm shocked you didn't know this.
Oh, so this is a thing.
Oh, this is like a huge.
I didn't know that people knew this. I just found this out. Yeah. No, I'm not online.
Well,
that
I mean,
much.
You are every morning. Like,
I didn't know that he'd gone to train. And then the Wu-Tang thing happens. Have you heard the stories about it though? Like, where like the stuff where
he was like dribbling a basketball through the mountains.
Well, the up the hill thing. It takes the monks 8 hours to go up and down the hill. Wemby did a dribbling a basketball in 4 hours.
Well, I would hope that aren't the monks like dribbling, 80 years
but
old?
No. The monks are, it's people our age and stuff. Like there are all kinds of ages. But the point is like no dribbling 8 hours, dribbling 4 hours. Like that's crazy town. Yeah. That's an insane thing to think
crazy.
Of. It's insane.
Let me ask you this. Like how much think he really dribbled?
Apparently dribbled up and down. That's what they said.
Yeah, there had to be large portions where he was unable to dribble.
Apparently not. That was the deal.
Isn't it all mountains or is there like a path?
I think there was a path.
Okay,
up the mountain.
There's a path.
I think at least.
I pictured him like,
yeah,
you know,
he's dribbling off like rocks.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
right.
No,
okay.
No,
yeah.
I'm sure
think he double dribbled at all.
I'm sure. Yeah, maybe.
How many times did he double dribbled in 4 hours?
Probably a few.
500? Like, I would guess way more than regular. That is crazy, though.
Yeah. He's unbelievable. It's something else.
Yeah. I'm undecided if I like him yet. Like,
I love him. He's only 22.
He's unbelievable in so many ways. I love how much he cares. He's unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's like watching it. A different thing. Like it's like I've never seen that. It is
and
different.
I think that I ultimately like this about him. He is a bit dirty. Like
he should have gotten tossed.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Like, and I think I like that because it brings like emotion and fun. But he is pretty flat out dirty. Yeah. Like he does a lot of stuff that he gets away with, I think, because he's Wemby.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm in. No,
I'm surprised you didn't know the monk thing.
I know. I'm surprised.
Have you seen the thing with the nuns?
No.
So in Tucker, maybe let me know if I'm explaining this poorly. There's like nuns that in San Antonio before every game, they like pray together, him
what?
And Wemby, and they wear like black and the nun thing.
Oh, there's like a nun section at Spurs games.
And there's a really good.
Oh, so I have seen that. Now
really
that you say
Nike
that, I've
ad,
seen videos in the highlights and stuff. But
they're
I
like
know.
Super fans. I don't, I think Greg Popovich and like one of the nuns became like pen pals. So like there's like reserved sections for nuns behind the Spurs bench.
So it's he is like awesome for the
league.
He is
awesome
Wemby
for the
overall. Did you see the clip of the egg?
Oh yeah, dude. But real quick,
not
real
cool.
Quick,
not
real
cool.
Quick. It's a shame that all those Philly fans went up to New York and caused
it. Is, yeah.
I mean, seriously, like whatever. We're moving on. But like, can we all just be honest that if that were Philly, it would be a major national story. Like it just
I think
would.
It has been a national story.
Not to the same level. Let's be honest. Okay. It just wouldn't be. It would be a much bigger deal if we did it.
It is. I am always shocked.
It is embarrassing.
Like
they should be embarrassed.
Happened. Yeah. I agree. The throwing the egg thing is bad and dumb and shouldn't have done it. The like.
The beating up Spurs
fans
is crime.
Like, they should be arrested.
Yeah,
fully. It also is like
just sweet sauce, dude. It's
why
sports.
When you go on a trip, you should go with fans of Philly and sit around Eagles fans.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, they wouldn't have an
us. Just way more comfortable. Yeah.
All right. Hey, guess what? Tomorrow, if you're listening on Thursday, tomorrow,
I was thinking,
Friday morning, Elliot Shore Park, James Meltzer, Go Birds in the morning. We are in for the morning show. So check us out tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. We would love to talk to all our real ones. I'm sure we'll talk to Birds a lot. Yeah. All that.
Go Birds mornings.
Me and Elliot, it's going to be so much fun in for the morning show and then Saturday our normal show.
We'll probably do Eagles because...
Of course we will. What else? The Phillies don't play tonight.
Yeah.
We're doing Eagles.
We're doing Eagles.
All right. So we want to talk to all our real ones. And again, Saturday, of course, 1-3. Until then, he's Elliot and James.
The Virginia Lottery has a new draw game. Play Millionaire for Life online or in-store for the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like... what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.